Our story is the story of two guys who start at the bottom, and with a lot of hard work, continue along the bottom, and finally end up at the bottom.
Quit effing with our show, you're gonna ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of goat status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends, rock it on the radio. My homegrown homeboy's been a skin, talk it on the radio. It's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go. KT, Christina, been a skin, all up on my radio.
The ceiling is the roof.
Thank you, MJ. We are closing in on Halloween. It is Tuesday, October 26th. This is the world-famous Ben and Skin Show. Man, my voice is still trashed. Can't figure it out.
Do you feel okay?
I feel great.
You know, it's probably just allergies.
Yelling at all those youth basketball games.
I haven't yelled.
Dude, I got some feedback from a lot of people. They said you ran out on the court.
I have not. I've been well-behaved at all youth sporting events.
I don't believe it.
By the way, did you have something?
Have you taken a lozenge?
I can't. I don't think I can.
You know what? You have any throat coat?
What do you mean? What are you offering?
Well, the lozenge.
Dude, what happens? You were the last one in here. Go shut that door.
When you suck on the cough drop, the medicine that's on it,
yeah,
it
releases.
Coat your throat.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's and a lot that of can things. Make you feel better.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, lozenge is a dumb word. Wednesday is a dumb word.
Lasagna.
What do you have against lasagna?
Just like lozenge.
Now, there's too much there's too much overpronunciation.
Lasagna's right on that list. If there's a list, lasagna's on it.
All right, 214-787-1971. Is lasagna and lozenge on the same list? So it's got to be allergy related. But you did felt a little butthole last week, right? Man.
Well, I felt great. I was autographing boobs. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah,
I was on top of the world. I was on top of the boobs. And I was great, although, I was losing my voice a little bit.
Okay. I thought you were feeling under the weather last week.
I was fine.
Okay.
So.
What are you doing, Kevin? Damn, man.
Just doing the thing. Everyone relax.
Ben, you
tell a story. You interrupted him, man.
Yeah, I didn't even notice until yesterday, until I started talking, because I feel 100% that I sound like Barry White yesterday.
That's the way you want to be, bro.
I would love to be that deep.
All the time.
All the time.
You tried voice.
Yeah.
You tried so hard not to look at Christina.
Yeah,
and you waited 2 seconds, and then you looked over at her.
Because I said something.
Yeah.
WM, buddies.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is God's way of getting at you for getting those boobs on Friday. He's like, man, I'm going to give him some nasal stuff
because
he should have been hawking.
God would not have a problem with that. God made those.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he made those.
Well,
did he make them for you?
I think a doctor made those.
Is that right? Not according to,
you would know.
I got closer than anybody.
Ben felt them.
You would know.
I thought they were.
The reason I say that is because you wrote on them without applying the proper support.
Wrote.
You old sailor.
What did I say?
Well, it just sounded like.
I tried to write with a pen, and it was really hard.
Oh, was it?
And I was, hard to write.
Yep.
They were giving away too much.
Did she let you write with a pen?
She brought the pen over.
Oh, my gosh. She licked the pen.
She handed him a needle at first.
And I was like, thank you. I was embarrassed. I was like, I can't. Okay, I'll do it.
Vaccinate me, Ben.
And then she ran off, and I was like, yeah, if you could find a Sharpie or something. She came right back with a Sharpie.
She goes, "Would you put a prison tat on my can?"
As I started autographing more,
give me the Johnson.
The note got longer and longer, and I thought she kept pulling it down a little further.
You wrote "Rhyme of the Ancient Sea Mariner" on there.
4 score. That's 7 years ago. You know, I would have pushed the envelope more. But I was worried about her at her job because she was at a giant corporate event with a bunch of conservative people. She was like, "Oh, yeah, I probably should be careful with this." I'm like, "Well, you're not being very careful."
I think she was a supervisor, and some of those gals were pretty randy.
Yeah, they all seemed like they were just there to have fun.
Well,
so.
But that was like the kid table.
Yeah.
The executive table.
Okay, I didn't understand the company either.
Okay.
No. The other table had a bunch of people in OR scrubs. Right. I didn't understand that group.
That was weird.
They need to call in and explain what they were doing.
It was spectacular, though. That's the only reason I keep bringing it up every 4 minutes.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great for me. You didn't sign. I think she wanted you to sign the other one.
I had plans.
What kind?
Just, I'd made some plans, and I had to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nice Mav hoodie there, Kevin.
Thanks.
Old school.
Yeah.
Is it?
It looks old school. I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's going to have a clearance rack feel to it.
Kevin got some Mavs gear from Target.
No, I stopped by Dick's on the way up because it's kind of cold up here still, even though it's 80 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And it gets, and I don't want to tempt it because I don't want it to be hot in here. That'd be the worst. I can handle it when it's cold, but I was telling Christine, I was like, I need to leave a jacket up here, and I always forget to leave a jacket up here or a hoodie, or a light hoodie.
So is that your simple plan?
This might be my work hoodie.
Yeah. So I just leave up here.
Right.
Keep it up here. Since we are the home of the Mavs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tonight. Yeah. Home opener.
Home opener tonight.
7:30. Will not cut into the Russ Martin show. We'll get that out there.
Skin, you're going.
I'm going.
You'll be in the broadcast.
I'm going early, guys. I'm going to go early and party on the plaza.
How Christina? Early? That starts at like 5. I'm going.
You're going?
Can you believe it?
Nice.
Yes. I found out this morning it was solidified. I'm officially going.
I'm going.
Yeah? Show trip! Show trip!
Woo!
Are you going, Tizzle?
I'll be at home.
Oh.
What a douche.
Yeah. Didn't have tickets. But two listeners of the Ben and Skin Show could be going tonight at 2:35 if they are the winners of the pair of tickets that we're going to be giving away in the next 30 minutes.
How do they get them between now and game time?
That's a
ghost town at the front desk. No, there's no one here.
I think everything is transferred digitally now.
Let me get Ireland in here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it is.
I believe.
And you have to, even though they're going to lift this, that's the news yesterday, I think for still tonight, you have to have a proof of vaccination, right?
Yeah, so when you go to the arena, there will be a little sign outside, and you just hold your phone over it. It's QR code, whatever that's called. It'll take you right there, and it'll tell you to upload your vax card. So if you have a vaccination card or a positive test, you should screenshot that so you can upload it. And then you'll get a notification back in like 2 minutes.
You can do it before. Right.
Yeah,
a positive test?
A negative. I'm sorry.
A negative test that proves that you
positively
don't have
healthy.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you go to aaccheckin.com?
Let me check what I went to.
I think it's mavscheckin.com.
I think it's mavscheckin, yes.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, mavscheckin.com. And I'm already done. I'm good
QR
to go.
Code. It's not a Q code. A Q code is something completely different.
What is a Q code?
It's a QAnon thing. It's like a code to get into their events. Speaking of, did you guys know that Jim Caviezel, actor Jim Caviezel, is a QAnon guy?
Wait, which one is he?
He's Jesus.
He was Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, and he is the brother-in-law of former Cowboys offensive coordinator Scott Linehan.
Yep.
And, he was kind of making the rounds last night because he was at a QAnon rally, and he was doing his own speech, but he was, like, I don't think he was, he was unintentionally ripping off the Braveheart speech.
Oh, no.
So we must fight! And he was talking in a weird accent, and everyone's like, what are you doing? You don't talk like that normally.
How could you, like, still be QAnon? Like I get being fallen prey to conspiracy stuff. I've done it. I think most people have at some point fallen prey to some conspiracy stuff. But at this point,
how could you still be a Jets fan? It's the same thing.
We've seen The Wizard.
Yes.
So we know what The Wizard is, and it's not worth following.
But honestly and truly, if you're QAnon, then you're pro Storm the Capitol. Like you're pro overthrow the government.
You don't know that.
Yeah,
no,
I do.
No, you don't.
I've seen
man.
It.
No.
Let's not make any mistake
about
this.
Freedom.
This is public. There is a hearing going on.
Yeah.
This is public. If you're pro-QAnon, you're pro-overthrow the government, storm the Capitol, who cares who dies. That's what you're aligning yourself with. So, Jim Caviezel, good luck to you, buddy.
I just thought it was funny that he was doing the Braveheart speech.
Yeah.
Like, wait, did they get his... He's ripping this off, and he's acting like he's not.
And then they stretched him over that board.
He would work in just enough words to where it wasn't that direct plagiarism.
Was his face half painted blue?
It wasn't, but, well, at the end of it, they started painting him, because that's what they do, I guess. I don't know.
There's still, like, a, what was it, a Ford truck in the background of the movie?
Oh,
was
my gosh.
Was the shaman there?
The extras are half-assed in a fight, my favorite thing. And that's the coolest moment in movie history, by the way, is when the extras are in Braveheart. winging it. Just like, oh, God.
Not having
paid
a real...
enough. Oh, I'm hungover. Tired.
It's been a 10-hour day. We're going to do the sale. We're going to do the take again. We're going to do the take again. On guard.
So now is the time in the show where we allow Skin to talk about wrestling.
Oh,
thank you, Ben. So I got this email. I don't know if you guys saw. I don't know the significance of this. I'm assuming Christina knows. But WrestleMania tickets go on sale Friday, November the 12th for Jerry World.
Huge. It's
so
huge.
Yeah, so they're expecting 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go. You want it to me?
This will be on a pay-per-view thing, too. Like, it's not something you can just watch, right?
Yeah, they don't...
WrestleMania is a big deal.
And then the picture in the media thing had a picture of a WrestleMania event that looks like it's at a stadium. And it looks like a real picture. It does not look like an animated picture. And it looks like they expect the same amount of people that were there for, I don't know, the NBA All-Star Game or the Super Bowl. Or I went to Taylor Swift
it's
there with
huge,
my daughter.
Yeah.
So that tells me that they expect 80,000 for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know wrestling's a huge deal. I get all that. They also have in here, over the past 10 years, WrestleMania has generated $1 billion of income for the city that hosts WrestleMania. So you're averaging $100 million a year for economic impact on a city. I'm not even talking about the money WrestleMania makes or any of that sort of stuff. So it reminded me of something I was watching recently, and I didn't see it when it came out, but I caught up on it late. And it is incredible. And it is the Andre the Giant documentary. Did you guys ever see that?
I have not seen it yet.
All right, it's awesome.
Is it new?
I think it came out a year ago. I saw it on flipping around, and I stumbled upon Vice TV.
That's back when wrestling was real.
Yes,
and still real, Ben.
It culminated in, and I don't remember this, but it was a huge deal at the time. A WrestleMania event. If you're a WrestleMania historian, where Andre the Giant turned on Hulk Hogan.
Oh my!
Ha!
Wow.
And
I thought you were going to say farted.
And farted on Hulk Hogan. And so they talked about, they were interviewing Hulk about this and all the people involved. And at this point, Andre the Giant couldn't even really stand up. Like, if he went down, it would be a lot to get him up. And so this is a big deal, right? This is going to be like, if you're a wrestling fan, this is, you know, the second coming or whatever.
Did Hulk know who he was turning?
So they had planned it out, but the problem was, and it was really interesting the way Hulk had described all this, was that, you know, they script these things out, like how it's going to go. Now they do it loosely, but this was such a big deal that Hulk Hogan had written out 3 pages of how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this was going to be Andre's last hurrah. And then, you guys ever see, I know Ben has, but have you guys ever seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Never saw it.
Yes.
It's always one
I
hear of.
You would like it. It's funny.
I hear about for years.
That's where he had a 16-second fart. Did y'all never hear this?
No.
Yeah, Andre the Giant, 7 feet tall, 500 pounds. Somebody who was in the movie, an actor, I guess his co-star, Carrie Ells.
He was the lead.
Who's? Wrote about the 16-second fart and called it a veritable symphony of gastric distress. And he farted for 16 seconds on the set of The Princess Bride. And it brought production to a complete standstill. Nobody said anything, and then director Rob Reiner said, are you okay, Andre?
I can taste it.
And he said, I am now, boss.
It stinks.
So they talked to Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal and Cary Elwes and all these people in this documentary as well. And it's great. I mean, it's a really great documentary. And that movie, I haven't seen it forever, but I loved it when it came out.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And so Andre the Giant, you know, Ben just said 7 feet, 500 pounds, was so beat up by the time he shot even that movie that the lead actress, I think her name's Daphne Zuniga, they had a scene where she was jumping into his arms and he couldn't hold her up.
Oh, no.
Because he couldn't, he just at that point in his life, so, and he's still wrestling, still Oof. Doing all this stuff. So Hulk Hogan was talking about how he was real nervous about all this because this was very divisive to the wrestling community and, oh my God, how is this happening? And so he scripted out this 3-page thing of how they would do it, exactly how they wanted to do it, and then Andre ignored him and wouldn't acknowledge that he saw the script. And it's the day of WrestleMania. Hulk keeps going up, and he's like, leave me alone, you know, doing it, and he's just playing cards, ignoring him. Hulk goes into the biggest moment of his wrestling career, the biggest moment maybe in WrestleMania history, without knowing what's going to happen, and he had specifically written it to protect Andre physically because everyone knew. Dude couldn't even walk anymore, mm-hmm. basically. So they go in there. Hulk knows nothing, and when it's their very first maneuver, I'm sure I'm not saying this right, Andre does exactly what's in the script. And then the Hulk knew it was on!
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And they played
it. And he rips his shirt off.
Yeah, they played it out exactly right. as he had written it. It was so cool, because Andre the Giant's a special dude. It was a really neat documentary.
I used to love wrestling. I used to love the Von Erichs. That's why I have the same intro song as Kerry Von Erich.
That's right.
Tribute. And I used to watch, was it Friday Night Wrestling at the Bronco Bowl or the Sportatorium? Or was it at the Sportatorium? And it was Friday. It was
Bill Mercer.
I thought it was Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, maybe.
Maybe they replayed it.
So I used to watch wrestling all the time when I was a kid. Me and my brothers would fake wrestle. We'd get in our underwear and wrestle on our parents' giant bed like it was a wrestling ring. And it used to be, I just used to enjoy it so much. And then when, I think it was David Von Erich, when he passed away, I think he was in Japan, it just started all falling apart for me, and I just fell out of love with it. And I've never really understood how so many people can be on board with something that is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to watch.
You know what I mean?
You're watching a show.
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah.
But you're watching a show like you're watching a play.
Yeah.
There's no like trivia there's no uncertainty about the outcome.
Right. And the thing I would say, and I think it's generational, because like all the huge, like The Rock and John Cena and all these people.
John Cena.
Whatever.
The Rock was before John Cena. The Rock was up at Stone Cold and those guys.
But what I'm saying is, I saw some of that Rowdy Roddy Piper and Hulkamania and Andre mm-hmm. the Giant and all that stuff. And so what I'm saying is, once you see it, you've seen it. And then it's like, then it's the same thing like what I was explaining with sitcoms. Like, it's just the same formula over and over and over. And so you either, I don't want to say outgrow it, it's just, it enters your life, and then it leaves your life. And you guys probably watch wrestling, what?
But you know what else? It's like, I was 12.
And then you stopped watching
it. Like 6th, 7th grade, stopped, started again.
Right. So what I'm saying is, it's the same formula over and over.
But some a lot people, of things are the same formula.
Right.
Like
some people
Jeopardy.
Love, right, that's what I'm saying. But some people, well, there's a... I would say there's an L. I don't know. Jeopardy may be scripted. I don't believe it is.
We're 2 to 5, and we just wing it every day. That's the same formula.
I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if it's scripted, it's formulaic. And so I think there's generations that grow up with wrestling, and they move on. And so that's why I'm so interested by there's going to be 80,000 people at this arena. And it's probably going to be the next... I don't even know who's wrestling
well,
now.
Well, because WrestleMania, you might have the Hulk come back.
Really?
That's the big... That's why it's such a huge deal. You have no idea who's going to come back, who's going to be there, whatever.
Yeah, that's such a big deal. That somebody. Well, yeah, you know... You know, professional wrestling does something better than everyone in the world. And everyone in the world wants it, and that's the drama. They're very good at the drama and the build-up. And I actually would wish there was more of that in real sports, and then it was just, okay, a real sporting event. Follow that. But they've got that part of it down. The drama is incredible, and that's probably what lures everybody in.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a segment of the population that believes it's real to a degree.
I think they know it's not, but...
Do all of them know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the kids know.
They don't need to know. That's like...
I think that's when people usually... The people that will get disillusioned with it, that's when they'll get disillusioned with it.
Oh. So it's not real. It's two nights. That's a big money maker. I mean, a Saturday and Sunday night deal in April.
$1 billion over a decade for cities.
I believe it, because I remember WrestleMania was at AT&T Stadium, was that 5 or 6 years ago.
Who is the biggest name in WrestleMania now?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Great question.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I'm definitely no wrestling expert at all, but I know they do, like, set up a really good card, and they get the best matches, and there could be a cage match.
The cage match could be the best.
A weapons match. Tag team situation, you know, that type of thing. There's probably going to be someone that drives a car through the ring. There's always some, it's always
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, it's really cool.
There's crazy crap happening. The Kool-Aid man burst in. Yeah!
What about the Ugandan giant?
Oh, yeah. Just love him.
Didn't he die?
The Iceman, King Parsons, the gentleman, Chris Adams.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all going to be rolling in.
See, my era was Stone Cold, mm-hmm. The Rock,
Triple H,
Kane, Undertaker, mm-hmm. Mankind. Gold Dust. Yeah, it was a good time.
The Ugandan giant used to film his stuff at Lake Louisville and act like it was in Uganda.
No.
That's so awesome.
That's really good.
Mankind is a great name. What did that dude look like?
Mankind had crazy hair and a beard, and he would sometimes put a sock puppet on and kind of go crazy. His whole thing
serious?
Yeah, the sock puppet's name was Sicko. He was nuts.
That's great.
But
it's the same thing as a haunted house, right? A haunted house is pretty awesome. Like, I love going to a haunted house. It's scary. Somebody comes out with a chainsaw. You know it's not real, but it still gets your heart going.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's real.
It's the same thing, right?
The guy could hit you.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
You could jump into the saw.
I don't dislike it at all. And I support anybody that's interested in it. I jumped off around the time of the Von Erichs and just never got pulled back in. But there's a lot about it that I respect.
Yeah.
There's a lot about it that's pretty cool.
It's theater.
Theater.
It's what exactly. Andy Kaufman loves so much about it.
Yeah.
Bring more cool crap to the Metroplex. I'll vote for that.
Crank that up.
Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk about a Manning controversy that's taking over sports. That's next right here on the Mighty Eagle.